You're listening to SBS News.
Whale songs may put some people to sleep, but these particular sounds have made researchers at the University of New South Wales quite excited. That's because the whales making the music are a new population of the pygmy subspecies of blue whale, discovered just last year. Tracy Rogers is a professor of ecology at UNSW who was part of the team that identified what's become known as the Chagos pygmy blue whale.
So the Chagos pygmy blue whales is a new group of blue whales that we didn't realise were there, right in the middle of the centre of the Indian Ocean. And blue whales are strange in that they have lots of subspecies, little groupings. So when we think of blue whales, we probably think of the Antarctic blue whales, the true blue whales. But there are other blue whale groups as well. And although these are called pygmies, they're still enormous. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between an Antarctic blue whale and a pygmy blue whale if you're out on the water with one.
The blue whale is the world's largest animal. While the pygmy subspecies is smaller than other members of the blue whale genus, they can still measure up to 24 metres in length. But what makes the Chagos pygmy blue whale different from other pygmy blue whales is the nature of its song. Researchers first discovered the whale when its song was picked up by underwater bomb detectors deep in the Indian Ocean. Known as hydrophones, the instruments have been set up all over the world under the United Nations Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty to monitor any illegal nuclear testing. But they're also being used by scientists to collect data on things like seismic activity, weather monitoring, and animal populations. Tracy Rogers explains.
There's these set of hydrophones under the water set up, and they're recording 24 hours a day, year in, year out, and then the signal is taken back in a cable back to shore, and then that information is stored, and people like me then are able to use it. It's an absolutely fantastic resource. Not only is it keeping us safe from people who are not meant to be testing nuclear bombs, it's an amazing resource of science.
The team has analysed 18 years' worth of data to develop a comprehensive picture of how the Chagos pygmy blue whale population in the area has changed over time. They used an algorithm to analyse more than 1 million hours of the whale's song over that period. They found the frequency of its song increased over time, which suggests its population could be growing. Lead author on the research, Lara Huang, says a corresponding increase in krill in the same location makes it an attractive feeding site for the whales.
So we look at both sides at the islands where we have we use some acoustic recording of the whale calls to understand their presence, and we found that at one side, at the southeastern side, that there are more whales when there are more food, and we found some links between their presence and some oceanic conditions such as Indian Ocean dipole.
Scientists still don't know how many of the Chagos pygmy blue whales there are, and no one has ever actually seen one. But Tracy Rogers says the findings indicate good news for one of the world's many endangered species.
The blue whales as a species are really significant because they're the largest animals that ever lived, bigger than the dinosaurs, and we thought we'd nearly lost them, that with harvesting and hunting last century, we drove blue whale numbers so low that, unlike other species that have recovered really well, you think of humpbacks, that there's now a humpback whale watching industry on. With the blue whales, they've only returned to a very, very small number. With the Antarctic blue whale, only 0.15% of the population of what they were prior to whaling. So finding a new group of whales, blue whales, that we didn't realise was there, that's why it's so exciting.
It's believed there are between 10,000 and 25,000 blue whales globally, and while they're endangered, their populations appear to be stable. But the World Wildlife Fund's Umar Sahid says threats like overfishing, commercial shipping and climate change remain.
The more information that we get, the more protection we can get in place and get the governments of different countries and the regional fisheries management organizations to take up this data and to ensure that there's protection, there is improved conservation and management.
Blue whales are notoriously difficult to study because they're shy, live far offshore, and don't often breach like their humpback cousins. So it's common to use acoustic recordings to find out more about them. But the paradox of using a device that monitors nuclear activity to study the environment is not lost on Umar Sahid.
I think it's also pretty cool that the same system that keeps the world safe from nuclear bombs allows us to fight new whale populations, which can long-term can help us study the health of the marine environment. And without these audio recordings, we had no idea that, you know, there was a new population of blue whales to be found in the Indian Ocean.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.